We're up to Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin, and we're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing from Gimel to Vav. We learned the halacha that you're allowed to irrigate. To irrigate a field that needs irrigation, if the irrigation is being done by a river and all you're doing is directing it. Not so when you're talking about drawing water in buckets for the sake of irrigating. That's also because of Tirchi Yisera. Naharas HaMoshchin Minohagamin. If you have a river that comes out of a swamp, Mutter Lahashkos Mehim Beis HaShalchin B'moed. You're allowed to irrigate your field that's an irrigation field that needs it on Chol HaMoed. V'hu Shalo Pasku. And this is the Chiddush. Generally speaking, the rule is that a river, since you do not have to draw water in buckets, is not Tirchi Yisera and is mutter. If it's the kind of river that comes out of a swamp and it dries up at different times of the year, then the halacha is that Chazal made a gzera. You may not realize that it stopped, and you're going to end up getting into using buckets without thinking that it's Chol HaMoed, and that's aser. V'chein habreichis shamasa mayim overes beinehem. If you have a large conduit of water that goes through the different reservoirs, meaning pools of water, mutter lahashkos mehen, so you're allowed to use them also. The water is coming from an amas hamayim, and that the water keeps coming, so you're allowed to go and water from that. The way you water, again, is not by using a bucket, but by directing the water there. V'chein, breiches shenotfa mibeis hashalchim. A case where you have another field that's full of water and there's a water that's dripping off it. Vadaini no tefes, and it's still dripping. Mutul hashkes v'mena ben sashalchen acheres. So you're allowed to go and direct the water from those drops that they should go. It's more than drops. It's dripping seriously. You're allowed to direct that overflow into another field. As long as the upper one never stopped. Now, in the case of the middle case, where you have amas hamayim that's going among the brechos, so the shaila is, what happens if it goes through the field and not to a brecha? Is that good enough? Can you go and redirect that also? And there are different shitas in the Rishonim. Now, with regard to today's situations, the question is irrigating by way of a hose, watering your lawn, for example, in a case where if it does not get watered, it's going to get ruined. So, are you allowed to water your lawn by way of using a hose? Do we consider that the same as drawing water, which is a Tirchi Yisera, or do we call that like redirecting the river, which is a lot less? And this is somewhere in between. What is it? So, Lamaisa, the poskim today say that you should use the automatic system, where there is no shiloh whatsoever, meaning there the only problem would be an issur of malacha. As far as malacha goes, this really should have been permissible, because you do need it for your field. However, there's a Tirchi Yisera. In an automatic irrigation system, there's no Tirchi Yisera, and the mela, that's going to be permissible. Or even turning on the water to the built-in system is also permissible. It's not a Tirchi Yisera. Siv Dalet. Yoraka Shirot Salachla Mamoad Yochalut Los Maim Lashkosim Kadeshi Yigdalu. If this is for Ochel Nefesh Mamish, you Mamish need the food. It's not we're not talking about where you're afraid it's going to get ruined. We're talking about where it's Mamish Ochel Nefesh. I need my vegetables for Yontif, and they still haven't grown fully. So what I want to do is water them well so that they'll be fully grown so that I can eat them for Yontif. That's mutter. Yeruim lemoed. Avomena rotza leochel lemoed. Vosakein lashbiach aser. But if it's tam, you'd like your vegetables to grow nice and big, that would not be mutter if you're not going to eat them on Yontif. The halacha is that it's not only if you want to eat them, but say you sell vegetables and you want to have them ready for people who want to eat them on Yontif, that's mutter also. And the reason is that Ochel Nefesh is mutter even in Tirchi Yaseir. It means Ochel Nefesh Mamish is mutter in Tirchi Yaseir. Machshire Ochel Nefesh, There's a machlokis, lemaisa, the mishtabrur comes out, the machshir ochal nefesh are also mutter in a case of tirchi yisera. Sifhei, ein osen acharitzim shebi ikrei agafanim kedei sheyismalu mayim. You do not go ahead and make the indentations around the very bottom of the vine in order that they fill up with water. What happens if they were already made and they fell apart? So you're allowed to fix it. You're not allowed to make them deeper or wider, the Mishnah Berurah adds, than they were initially. Even though this is a Makom Pseida, there's a Hefsid, we should have called this Davar Avud. The halach is, it's Tirchi Yaseira, and therefore also Sivav Amas HaMayim Shneskalkala. Now, an Amas HaMayim is not a little river. It's quite a big conduit of water. It's called Amas HaMayim because it was generally an Amma deep and an Amma wide. So what's the halacha? You're allowed to be metaken it. Hoy samuka tefach. If what was neskalkal ended up filling it up till it's now only a tefach, chofer ba'at shisha. You're allowed to make it six tefachim, which is an amma. Hoy samuka tefachayim man at shiva. So you're allowed to dig an extra five. If there are two there, you're allowed to make it into seven. Now, the question is, so what happens if it's three? Can you make it eight? Lamaisa, there are poskim that are even machmir by sheva, by seven, because they say the average one is six. So even though the Shulchan Aruch, even though there are osrim, since the Shulchan Aruch brings it, we're makel. Eight that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring, there we are not makel. So if it has three, you can only make a maximum of seven.